This is Psalm 148. We're in those last several psalms that are part of what are called the Great Hallel, the Hallelujah Psalms. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, you heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling His word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and He has exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to Him. Praise the Lord. Psalm 148 calls all of creation to give praise to the Creator. You'll find that David, that we assume to be the psalmist here, you'll find that David uses a lot of poetic devices in this psalm, calling things first above, or things in the heavens, to praise God, and then things below, or things on the earth, to praise the Lord. He has a kind of poetic division that he uses. And then he gathers together members in each of those areas to praise God. And in each of those, he talks about those things that are animate, those that are living and thinking beings, and also those that are inanimate, or parts of the creation, like fire and hail and stars, sun, moon, and stars. So I'll divide it in those two sections and point out a few and explain a few things of this psalm. The things above are where the psalm begins. Among these, the psalm calls the angels, the heavenly hosts, and all of the things that you see in the sky to praise God. As this is just a brief meditation, I want to focus on angels. Because angels really fascinate us, don't they? The Bible reveals that God created spiritual beings, angelic spiritual beings, to serve His will. They carry on many tasks. You can read in the Bible to find that these tasks include worshiping God, serving as His messengers, carrying out His purposes. You might also remember that they play an important role in the Christmas story. An angel announces that to Mary that she will expect a child. Announces to Joseph. Announces to the shepherds. And then there's a whole heavenly host that comes and says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." Those are some examples of these mighty, sinless beings that are called angels. And here, David calls them to bow and worship God. Let me also connect this to Jesus. If you think of the first chapter of the book of Hebrews, you would remember there that the author of Hebrews compares Jesus to the angels. The author shows that Jesus has a higher honor than these mighty angelic beings. Jesus is the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. In verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 1 it says, "But when He again brings the firstborn into the world, He says, 'Let all the angels of God worship Him.'" From this we understand Jesus to be God, worthy of worship, the worship of angels and men. Let's go on then to things below. We talked about the heavenly beings, and now let's talk about the things on the earth. Among these things, David gathers together once more a variety of animals and different features of the created order to praise God. We have whales, birds, beasts, cattle, creeping things. It reminds me a lot of Genesis chapter 1, doesn't it? Of how God made all of these things. And they all are gathered together to worship God. But also reminds me of Romans chapter 1. In Romans chapter 1, Paul points out how mankind has turned away from worshiping God on high and has come to worship these created beings and has made an image of God after the image of things corruptible, of birds, of four-footed animals, of creeping things. Again, it sounds just like Psalm 148, doesn't it? It reminds us of how mankind can turn away from the glory of God and worship the creation rather than the creature. Well, moving on, David now comes to people praising God. Like the animals, David gathers together all sorts of different kinds of people and calls them to worship God. He names kings, princes, judges, young men, maidens, old men, and children. You can find yourself in one of those categories. All men, all women, young and old, powerful and common, are all called to worship the Lord. The application is very simple, isn't it? Without exception, all people everywhere are called to bow before God and worship Him. They may be kings, they may be presidents, they may be congressmen or Supreme Court judges, or they may be workers at McDonald's, collectors of garbage. All people, common and extraordinary, powerful and simple, are called to worship God. No one can claim ignorance of this God, and no one can claim reason not to worship Him. Along with the exhortation to worship Him, there's an exciting element as the psalm closes. The psalm closes with a statement of fact. His name is exalted. Not that it should be exalted, but it is exalted. That's a statement of fact. His glory is above the heaven and earth. He has exalted the horn of His people. That phrase deserves a little explanation there too. The Old Testament often uses the term horn to describe something that is powerful, like the horns of a bull, you know? The Israelites would have understood that you don't mess with the horns of a bull. They're a signal of strength and of power, of ruling. And it is here referring to the ruling of God over all things, and ultimately the ruling of Jesus, who is the one who is exalted over all. In this case, as you point it forward to Jesus, understand that He is the one who is given authority to rule over all things. Until, as 1 Corinthians 15 says, until the end comes and He submits it all to the Father. That means that when you and I sing hallelujah, praise the Lord, that we are doing something majestic and eternal. We give blessing and honor and power and glory and dominion to God the Father and to the Lamb forever. Let's do that by singing Psalm 148. We'll be using selection A throughout the month for our Psalm of the Month. Psalm 148, selection A, please stand to praise God.